The Gerontological Society of America, Meaningful Lives as We Age.
Welcome to our podcast series on aging in developing countries. I'm Barbara Bowers, Emerita Professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Nursing. This presentation today is part of a podcast series where we hope to provide some insight into the impact of aging in developing countries. Some of the issues addressed in this series are how culture, competing population health priorities, political conflict, resource limitations, all influence older people, their families, and paid caregivers. We've included six developing nations along a trajectory from very low income to those that have really much more significant resources at their disposal and have achieved a pretty high level of economic development. Our goal with this series is to learn a little bit about how developing countries are responding to the current challenges created by rapid aging of their populations. While they've achieved longevity, much more greater longevity, this has certainly created challenges. Rapid rate of population aging in many countries is fueled by a couple of things: a falling fertility rate, a shift in predominance of chronic disease rather than acute and infectious disease, and it's left little time to prepare for really incredible shift in the population to many older adults. Today, our presenter, our discussant is Dr. Sirafan Sassat, and she will be joined by our moderator, Dr. Xing Wang from the University of New Hampshire School of Nursing. Dr. Sassat is an associate professor on the Faculty of Nursing at Chulalongkorn University in Bangkok, Thailand. She is currently the chair of the Thai Long-Term Care Nurses Society. She has served as Secretary General for the International Association of Gerontology and Geriatrics in Asia-Oceania region, and she's been the Vice President of the Thai Society for Gerontology and Geriatric Medicine, which ended in 2022. Dr. Sassat earned both a PhD and a master's degree in nursing with a focus on gerontology and care of older people from the University of Hull in the UK. Her Bachelor of Science in Nursing and Midwifery is from Phayak University in Thailand. So she comes to us with really a wealth of knowledge and experience in aging and care of older people. She's also done some fascinating research in caregiving, and I know she's written many policy briefs for the Thai government. So she's a terrific discussant for us today. Let me tell you a little bit about Thailand now. Thailand is a tropical, beautiful tropical Southeast Asian middle-income developing nation, currently has a population of about 70 million and is one of the fastest growing countries in the world. The proportion of the population over 60, again, Thailand uses 60 as the age of entrance into older adults, which many developing countries do. It's projected to increase from 13 to 33% by 2040. The fertility rate, average number of children per woman, has dropped from 6 to less than 1.5 from 1960 to 2020. So a significant impact on younger people available to provide care, certainly. Thailand is a multi-ethnic, multi-racial country that's seen a very large influx of refugees from many surrounding countries related to a lot of political unrest in the area. The life expectancy in Thailand is just above 77 years. It has placed a great emphasis on ensuring the health of all of its citizens. And while still in development, Thais have enjoyed universal health coverage since 2002. So pretty amazing. Since 2002, every Thai citizen has been entitled to preventive, curative, and palliative care. So they've made great strides. Dr. Xing Wang, Assistant Professor, University of New Hampshire, will now moderate the discussion with Dr. Sassat.
Thank you, Dr. Bowers. Dr. Sassat, thank you for agreeing to be our discussant and welcome to the podcast. Can you tell us how most older adults are cared for in Thailand?
Caring mostly will take place in the family, in the community. I think it's happened in most of low-income country, low to middle-income country. Most of older people have quite low education and the care will take place in their own home. In the community, the government, the Ministry of Public Health and National Health Service try to introduce the community care, which is part of the National Health Service, just only for health. So we send, they will be assessed by care manager and volunteer caregiver to visit and provide basic care at home. They will go to the people's home and provide assistance, but actually they need to be assessed. If the ADL below 11, then the care manager will assess them again what type of care they need, and they will work with the volunteer caregiver that they train for 70 hours to be care in the community. So our care in the community has been developed for a certain, basically most of care will be provided by their own family and with assistance from the care manager and volunteer caregiver in the community. Not everyone able to access the facility or care support if they have really very dependent on others. You may see a number of people who are very high dependent at home and will be cared at home by their own family. It's up to their only their knowledge and skill to provide care. Why nowadays people more financial independent, they have more choice. And the family also decided if the care that beyond to their ability, they will find some place that would be good for caring for their own parents or relatives. However, this kind of service still see as a luxury. It's quite expensive. So only the well-to-do family able to buy this service. And the government also said that it is focused more business. Why the family, why the government try to provide care to everyone. That's why they focus more long-term care in the community rather than in the institution. And also, we still have no long-term care insurance. We have only national health insurance, but not long-term care insurance. So if the family have more money to buy service, so they can buy service. So it's not up to their own choice, but it's up to their own financial capacity.
Where do you see Thailand going in terms of support for dependent older people?
The direction is not seem not clear because as we are middle-income country and the taxation is still very low. And at the moment, we provide national care service already, consume a lot of taxation. So I think the government is still reluctant to promote for the long-term care. Actually, we have done a lot of research. Even the cost of long-term care, both in the community or in the institution, but still reluctant to take into their considerations of set up the long-term care system, the proper long-term care insurance in Thailand. Yeah, of course, we still need to talk about the money because the government like to do value for money because they said that caring at home would be cheaper than caring in the institution. That's why they try to promote care at home and provide support to the family who have a dependent person at home. However, I still think that for the person who are for the care that beyond their ability, how the quality of care would be. And in the past, a number of families have financial catastrophe before we introduced the national care services. And I think in the future, we could predict that we might see more family who have catastrophe in caring for long-term care if the government not set up the long-term care system. More people able to access to this type of care. But for the long-term care facility, the assistance quite low at the moment. No government funding.
You have told us that nursing homes or homes that care for dependent older people have been in Thailand for about 20 years. Can you tell us a bit about these homes?
The majority of people work there are social workers because they provide service for the person who cannot live with their family peacefully or they have no caregiver at all. But the place for this type of care quite limited and the queue very long. Very long queue, and the service are very cheap. For the poor, the service will be free. And for the private, yeah, mostly are private provider. The private provider depend on the cost of service. If the costs are very cheap, people who work there are quite low qualified. Maybe they don't have nurse in there. They're probably only the short-term training in caring for older people. Now, for the bigger nursing home, yes, then we have nurses over there. And they try to have a staffing around one nurse for 30 to 50 residents. And the new regulations of Department of Service Support, Ministry of Public Health, the person who direct in the facility, they don't have to be a nurse. They could be anyone, but they have to pass the test. They have to pass the test and to become directors in that facility. And in that facility, cannot provide professional care. They cannot provide nursing care. They can't provide medical care in there because it is a health. It is categorized as the health, as a health department, a unit, not for the patient. If the older person who are feel ill or they need nursing care or medical care, because of our new regulation, they cannot provide any professional service in there. They need to move to stay in long-term care hospital or in acute care hospital instead. So the term of nursing homes and the person who really need a higher care still not exist in Thailand.
So these facilities don't provide medical or nursing care, is it correct? I understand that when you say health facility, you mean one where healthy people live, not people who need nursing or medical care. And when people are ill, they need to shift to a different setting.
For the public residential home, they receive person who are quite active, no contact diseases. They have to meet the criteria that are poor, cannot stay with their family peacefully, and they will be eligible to get this kind of service.
So do people always have to move when their needs increase?
In fact, the care they provide is higher than that, with more skilled nursing care, more skilled professional care. That is why I think they need to improve the regulation to compatible for the service they provide. For the less range of care, as in the US, the person are still able to help themselves. But for the person who are very dependent, it should be in the nursing home. But nowadays, they're still in the facility, the same facility that categorized as a health. I think it's not compatible with the conditions of care, needs, and regulation.
Who else besides social workers is providing the care in these homes for healthy older adults who have no family support?
We have something like nursing aides. They will be trained for 420 hours. Yeah, they will receive certificate as a care assistant. Just recently, we have draft set up the national care curriculum. Before they got scattering around, anyone can draft the curriculum by themselves. Mm-hmm. And just recently, yes, we try to have a standard for curriculum. And we set up 420 hours, and any school can apply and ask them for the curriculum to teach in their own school. And the Ministry of Education will supervise how the school looks like, any facility to support throughout learning session. And also, the person who finish their training, they need to register with Ministry of the Department of Support Service to register able to for them to able to work in long-term care facility. So now we have some source of regulation. And another part is for the private. There is assisted living or retirement community, as in the US, but they have to pay by themselves. But for the cheaper one.
So tell me about a long-term care hospital. What is that?
The long-term care hospital is the provide long-term care for person who cannot stay at home. They have medical care and nursing care, mostly a private hospital, because in the past we have economic crisis and the private hospital have to find some source of service to increase their income. That's why they turn to open some wing to provide long-term care hospital. And the new hospital that opened now, they try to claim that they provide long-term care as well. And the name is a long-term care, a geriatric hospital, as well as provide long-term care. But service there not very intense as acute care hospital.
I know you have put quite a bit of efforts into developing standards for long-term care.
Could you tell us a bit about the new standards for long-term care facilities in Thailand?
Many years ago, but it has been success about a year. Recently, we have regulations and registrations about long-term care standards, but the detail in there is very general. The criteria is for the environment, structure, improvement. They have a certain budget criteria. They have about safety criteria and standard, clinic standard criteria. But actually, it's quite superficial, I think.
So, Dr. Sasad, how have providers of long-term care responded to the new registration standards for long-term care in Thailand?
For them, to improve the standard and to still voice that they need to lower the standard in order for them to register. So I think we still need to keep the balance, because at the first time that we introduced the registration, they have to meet the criteria. Still say that, oh, it would cost a lot and they cannot meet the requirement for registration. They're still reluctant to register. You shouldn't have the strong criteria, otherwise nobody able to meet the criteria. Yeah, the number of long-term care facility not yet known, because the government just opened for registration for long-term care facility. Only 100 plus or 200 facility are registered lately, because they have the criteria, a specific criteria for registration. The facility that not meet the criteria, they're still working on that. However, the number might be more than 700, even 1,000, but still working on, and some of them quite small. There are not much information or the guideline how to improve the quality of care. So I think in this aspect, there still need a lot of research for improvement. We hope that the international community should have the board to help in other countries to develop a long-term care standard. I would be grateful if you and the team and the community help us to set up our long-term care standard.
So what do you think are the biggest challenges, and what would you like to see happen in long-term care?
I'd like to see the long-term care insurance, because they cannot take the money from the acute care, because long-term care would take a long time and would draw a lot of money from the tax. So I need to see the contribution from people in the society to contribute their money to be part of the long-term care insurance of all long-term care program. So everyone will have a secure to be care when they need to, because nowadays it's like from your own pocket, your family have to take responsibility for your own long-term care. More people able to access to this type of care. But for the long-term care facility, the assistance quite low at the moment. No government funding or reimbursed, not at all. So it would be less on their family shoulder. That is why I'm quite worried in the future if there are more and more people who need long-term care, but no place for them to go. In your country, you might see the number of beds should be equivalent or close to the number of older people who are dependent, but not in Thailand. The number of beds still very low, and the government still not see that it's essential for them to prepare for bed in long-term care facility, but the need for them to be care in the community. I think they need to provide more support.
It's with more women in the workplace and people having smaller families, there would not be so many caregivers available in the family. So what happens when people just don't have many family members?
This is very challenging for us nowadays, because in the past, the government take it for granted that this type of care would be raised by their family. It's not government business. And yeah, we can project that, because less and less future caregiver because of the fertility. And we try to give information to warn the government that would be challenges in the near future if we're not prepared for.
I agree with you, Dr. Sasad, that there are some people who simply cannot be cared for in a community very well. So now we're shifting a little bit in the direction. If you were able to collaborate or had an opportunity to collaborate with people from anywhere, what are some things you think would be beneficial from having international collaborations? It sounds like that you have already done some of that.
It is very interesting to research across cultural research would be good to our community. One question I like to pose is about how to offer choice to people who are in need and how to balance between family care and institutional care and what support system to promote quality of care in the family rather than sending them to reside in a nursing home. What is the core of care for older people? And are there any cultural diversity or barrier in providing this kind of care? This is my questions.
These are great questions, Dr. Sasad. How do you perceive the quality of care provided for older adults? What are some of the important components of quality care? And just tell us, what is the good care in your eyes?
In my idea, I think the quality of care is the care that meet the needs of the care receiver. So it is essential to assess the need before actually plan or deliver care. However, in our society, people still don't have the right to receive the good care because they don't know. It is uncommon for us for institutional care. So they don't know what the good care is and what is the right to receive a good, proper care. So they just listen from word by word from the person who previously received care. So they thought that would be best for them. They don't have the point that they should access before they choose the long-term care facility. So I think this, we still need to have to promote the health literacy to provide more information about the natures of long-term care facility, what kind of good service are, in order to help them to decide which one is the best or good for them. And as we still not have fully the standard of care, so we encourage them to introduce the quality from their own professional first. And then we try to set up more and more high quality of care, particularly for long-term care facility, because now it is just only beginning for us. Most care will be less for the professional standard. That's correct. We're still working on that. Because if we push too hard, people will scare away because it's been free before. But anyway, because we are nurses, they try to work on their own professional, our own professional standard. We try to do, but we try to educate people from our training that we shift from acute care to long-term care. So the long-term care expect would be different and care technique, whatever, would be different. So they have some knowledge about long-term care. And we're still working on that to follow up whether they bring this knowledge into practice. Mm-hmm. And we try to assess, it's still in the process. Anyway, we try to focus on what person needs. We basically, it's depend on their needs. Mm-hmm. And we still have some cultural difference. I think some of older people, they've seen that help from other person maybe not comfortable for them, rather than they expect care from their own family members would be better. And it's some kind of, for the person who provide care, they said that, okay, we provide care for them because they are old, they need help. Why the older person, they said that, I feel a bit uncomfortable to receive care from you. You help me to do everything. And I don't know. It's depend on their financial aspect. For the person who are very financial dependent on their own family or services, they prefer to stay with their family, mm-hmm. not to stay with anybody else. That's why from the surveys, most of the people prefer to stay at home with their family not to stay anywhere else. But the choice basically comes with the financial independence. Mm-hmm. For the person who have benefit from retirement, they have some source of money, they try to find some place for them to stay during retirement times. The choice would be good for them, would be work for them, for the person who have very financial independent, rather than the person who quite poor and not really in their family. Yes. Well, we do have a retirement community, but some retirement community doesn't provide a high level of care needs. They need to move out afterwards and to stay in nursing home.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sasat and Dr. Wang. I'm struck with how similar the challenges are in Thailand to those in the U.S. and also to many other Western countries. In particular, I think the challenge of finding a balance between social and medical models of care, how do we integrate quality of life with quality of clinical care? Those are things that many countries have been struggling with. So this reflects, a level of sophistication in Thailand to be really addressing those issues now. Two other issues that we seem to share are the challenges in recruiting caregivers, which is probably now a real international crisis, as well as the challenges of what's the best way to audit or provide oversight for long-term care settings? And again, we're hearing these issues emerge in many countries. The rapid increase in residential care settings in Thailand and the limited funding certainly creates some challenges for developing and implementing these standards of practice. Without the resources, it's very difficult to provide the kind of care that we all know is needed. I know there are many other countries that are actually now starting to explore the development of standards to guide the care and to audit care practices. Certainly, we can also relate to the added challenges of providing care in rural communities. Again, this is something I know we've heard from other presenters that providing access to the care that people need in rural communities is a lot more challenging than in urban areas. Again, I want to thank you, Dr. Sasat and Dr. Wang. This has been a really interesting conversation. And thank you, Dr. Sasat, for all the work that you've done on behalf of older people and their families in Thailand.
The Gerontological Society of America was founded in 1945 to cultivate excellence in interdisciplinary aging research and education to advance innovations in practice and policy. For more information about GSA, visit geron.org. GERON.org.